Blog Talk Radio.
have rest. Praise the Lord. So, if you all are ready and you all are prepared, we're going to go into prayer as soon as missionary Handy is ready to go into prayer. I'm going to move the phone up by the laptop so you all can hear the woman of God pray. And we're just going to let God have his way in the service on tonight. And you all, please join in. Throw up hearts, throw up thumbs, throw up requests for prayer. Throw up just praises. Just join in with us. Let's have church on tonight, okay? Missionary Handy, are you ready to pray with us and for us?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, would you please take us into prayer, please, before we start the service?
Okay, yes, I will. Precious Savior, God, we thank you. We thank you for the privilege of being able to come before you and give you the desires and the things that burden our hearts. We thank you because you always hear us and you always answer us. Hallelujah. Praise your name. God, we are asking you tonight to come into this service, anointed from the beginning unto the end. Hallelujah. Every word that's said, every song that's sung, God, let it be to your glory and to your honor. Give us clarity, dear God. Give us the understanding that we may be able to see the glory of your word, that we may be able to live it, walk in it. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. God, every person that tunes in tonight, whatever their need is, dear God, meet their need in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, you know the things that trouble men's hearts. Hallelujah. You are aware. Hallelujah. There's nothing you don't know. Hey, hallelujah. Walk us through the challenges of life. Hallelujah. Hold us in your arms, dear God. Praise your name. Praise your name. God, we're asking you to take charge of everything that's said. And bless those, oh God. Hallelujah. Those that are in ministry that come to your people and minister. Hallelujah. Out of their hearts. God, we ask you to bless. We ask you to keep. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God, word out mouth. Let nothing be said through strife or vainglory. Hey, God, empower unto us the truth of your word and bless us and give us a desire to walk in your truth. Hallelujah. And embrace who you are. Hey, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
So like I said, we're going to talk about worship and praise. I want to read a statement that says, worship and praise is an essential part of the Christian faith. When we pray, when we sing, when we serve, when we give, we are expressing our thankfulness and our awe of the Lord. Worship is an intimate place we go into that sets us up in a place where we find ourselves in a place of sincerity with a clean heart and a mind where we can enjoy the presence of God. Because when we go into worship, we can either go into worship in a corporate place, or we can go into worship in a personal worship where you are in your home or you on that little 5-minute bathroom break at work. You go into a personal worship with God. And with that being said, I'm going to just give a missionary Handy a chance to have some words at this time, and then we're going to go right into scripture where you could find it in the Bible. Like I said, read along with us. You could find in the Bible where it talks about worshiping. Missionary Hand, do you have any words right now?
Well, amen. I thank God for our minister, Sylvia, and this opportunity. And she gave me a list of scriptures, and I went to studying and reading, and all of it was beautiful. So I don't know what the Lord is going to give her out of it tonight, but I thank God for this opportunity and her leading off on this. And when Minister Handy and I was talking last night, he asked me, did I know when worship first took place in Scripture? And he gave me to read Genesis 22:5, where Abraham took Isaac up to offer him before God. And it says, praise is what we do, while worship is what we are. Every part and particle of our life and living should be worship of the Lord. While all worship is not praise, all praise is definitely worship. And when Abraham went to offer Isaac, he didn't go up there to have testimony service and sing. It was what he did, which was the worshiping, was obeying God and believing that he was going to come back off of that mountain with Isaac. If God had to raise him from the dead. So worship is what we live. It's what we do. Praise God. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 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 I have a scripture that God had shared with me when I was praying, and I was talking to him. You know, a lot of times I said, Lord, I thank you for the internet. You know, I thank you for being able to go on the internet and Google some things. And I Googled it about worship. And one of the scriptures that I was given, and I went in and read it, it's 1 Chronicles 16:29 said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him, worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And I said, God, I don't know if my worship is perfect. But I said, God, one thing I do know is that when I worship you, I want to make sure I'm coming to you truthfully. I find myself singing when I'm worshiping. I find myself where I just can't do anything but just stop and just go, where I just talk with God honestly and just say, God, I have some things. I don't mean like I'm praying. You know, I'm still trying to learn how to worship God. I know the word said in spirit and truth, and I'm still in a place where I'm saying, okay, God, I want to be able to worship you to a point where I could just come out of it and somebody just look at me that knows God and say, that girl been talking to God. That woman, you could just see God. Spirit just on her because she's been in a place where she's been intimate with God, where she made it personal with God. Because don't get me wrong, I love to worship God when we were going to church. But when I find myself at home or on my lunch break, yeah, I've been before God about some things in my life, and I'm telling you, I find myself sitting by myself, not wanting to be around nobody, not wanting to go outside in the weather and just do things. I just want to just sit and just talk with God, listen to his worship music on my phone, and just like I said, just talk to God and just say, God, I need you right now, because I don't want to go back to nothing old, to nothing usual, to nothing that I've been familiar with. I don't want to go back to Missionary Handy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to get in a place with God where I just want to be for real, for real.
Oh, yes, I understand exactly what you said. Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when we were growing up, we all lived in the same house, the same building. We had a two flat. And I remember my mom and your mom, they're sisters. And I remember how we would be in the house, and all of a sudden, prayer would just break out, and worship would just break out. And when you was in the house, you couldn't move. They taught us how to keep our feet when the saints was coming forth in prayer and worship. I remember those things. I remember how we were taught and how we were raised. I remember how you used to play the piano and things would just happen, how the atmosphere would be set. I remember those things. You know, I don't talk much to people about how I grew up because I'd be, you know, talking on the ministry line. And tonight I have a witness to say how we were raised and taught to praise God, to worship God, because we do know that God is everything to us in our lives, in our walk in life. We don't do anything without acknowledging God first. Missionary Handy, I would just like for you to just join us to this program with me. I don't want to do all the talking.
Oh, no, I'm listening. I'm listening and enjoying it. And something that you were saying reminded me because I'm stuck on the fact that it says that worship is who we are.
Yeah.
Because see, the world is filled with people that talk about God. Everything is talking about God. All the rap singers talking about God. They get up and get their little grandmas or whatever, and they say the first thing I do is give honor to God. But God wants us to do more than honor Him with our lips. He wants our life, and that's, you can tell. I love what you said. You can tell when people are worshipers because their whole life says God. Everything they do, everything they say. I remember as you were talking about as kids, and I would walk through the house, and I could tell when my mom had been crying, her nose would be red. And she would be in the kitchen either washing dishes or cooking or whatever. And she would be back there singing and just talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the neighborhood knew that she was a woman of God. Not because she was up and down the block telling everybody I'm saved and sanctified. No, her life expressed who God was. And whoever held a conversation with her, the words of encouragement or exhortation was always in her mouth.
Yes.
And so worship, people can tell, you know, like they say, sometimes when a woman loves a man, and sometimes other women say, girl, she worships the ground that man walk on. And so why are they saying that? They're going on what that woman does, that they watch and see that she does for him, how she talks about him all the time. It is an action of what she does before people that cause people to make that remark. And that's the same thing with those that say they worship God. It's going to be your life that will tell the world how much you love God. The Bible says, ye are epistles read of all men. I see. I enjoy what you said when you were talking about the Bible. How we should pick it up and we should read it. We should study it. We should ask God for clarity and understanding. But the truth of the matter is, that people never pick the Bible up. They gonna read your life.
That's it.
If you give testimony of you love God, they may be quiet and off to the side, but they reading you.
That's it.
And it's gonna be what you do that proves. And it's evidence of that you are a worshiper of Christ Jesus.
Yes, yes. That's so true. And with you saying that, one of the other scriptures I have is Romans 12:1.
Mm-hmm.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And just like you were saying, we are read of all men. When they look at you, you know, that's why they say, with kids, you can't play with kids because kids can read you. And you can't play with people in the world, because even though they're in the world, they know God. A lot of them know their word back and forth. They know when you plan and when you really praying. They know when you've been worshiping or you've been wondering. You know, so like I said, I want to be in a place where like the word say, holy and acceptable. Present your body as a living sacrifice. I want to be so wrapped up into God that when I walk into a room, my presence can change a conversation. My presence can shut it down when it's not about God. I want to be like that. I want to be so in love with Jesus that everything comes out of my mouth is what the word of God said. So, you know, I was reading this, or when God just tell me to shut up and don't say nothing. Like Minister Margo just said, your walk is louder than your talk. I want to be like that. I want to be so that I don't get caught up in conversations that I used to. When I hear them coming, if they don't change because I'm sitting there, I want to get up and move from there. I want to change my whereabouts. I love letting people know that I love God. I love letting people know that I want to be saved, because I do know his word say mercies are new every morning. I don't want to be so caught up that I forget about letting God know he's not only the head of my life, but he is my life. My life is revolving around God, not God revolving around my life. You have anything to say?
Amen.
You're starting that?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed that, Minister Renee. I was thinking of the spontaneous life of those who walk with God. And I don't know why, a couple of nights ago, I was remembering Uncle George was in a horrible accident years ago. And I can't remember if the car was totaled or not. But they said that he shared with my mom and them, that he didn't know who it was, but somebody was either kneeled on the ground or somewhere near him. And they were spontaneously in prayer, interceding on his behalf. And I remember when Antoine got—I can't remember—he was 4 or 5 years old. Got hit by that car, and the young people were leaving church, and everybody just stood there, right there in the streets, and started praying instantly for him. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, Lord, when I was driving for Uber, and there are so many people that are overwhelmed with life burdens. Yes. And many times, one man, before he got the car, he said, would you just pray for me? Praise the Lord. How many of us are spontaneous?
Yeah.
How many of us will without even saying, well, I didn't come prepared for that. We stay in preparedness to say a word, go in prayer, whatever it may be. How many of us walk and Greg sits sometime waiting on me at Jewel, or he'll sit outside on the bench, and God bless whoever wind up sitting on that bench beside him outside that store, because he has a word in his mouth from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because we can look at a dying world, saints.
Yes.
But if our worship is not for real, we will fail to tell a dying world who Jesus is. Praise the Lord. So when I thought about my uncle and I thought about Antoine, and one night Niecy had, she was a little girl, she had a grandma seizure at church, and they said she was limp as if she was dead. And Sandra took her and laid her in missionary's arms. Hey, hallelujah! And the church went in prayer, and God revived her. How many saints are prepared to walk a step forward in a long, in a minute, in a second, to intercede and call on God's name? Sometimes we are embarrassed. Sometimes we're ashamed. And sometimes we're shameful because we know we ain't been praying. We know we haven't walked in that relationship. But when you have walked consistently in a relationship with God in a moment's notice, you are ready. Praise God to do whatever is needed in that time and in that moment.
Yes. That's so true. That's so true. That's why I like what Hebrews 12:28-9 says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For God is a consuming fire. Like you say, when the saints can just come together at a drop of a hat, and we just go right into just worshiping God and just, putting our petition before him concerning what's going on, not waiting on the next person to say, well, let's pray. We just, as Christians, we just break out into prayer, into worship, into praise. You know, I was looking at Psalms 100, verse 1 through verse 5 says, let me get my book in the light so I don't want to misread anything. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, he is good. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves, his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So I just want to just be like, God, I catch myself praising you. I catch myself singing more around the house. I catch myself just coming before God in a place where never before, you know, I would sing when I hear certain songs, or I would sing. I just never really felt comfortable singing out loud or in front of people. But I find myself now singing. I was sharing with Apostle Elect Cecilia earlier. I said I was at work and I looked around and I thought I was by myself. And I just broke out singing, Waymaker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, My God, that is who you are. And I just kept singing that and singing that. And by the second verse, they came from behind and put petition at the wall and started singing with me. And I went, I said, you caught me. I said, now you didn't call me. I might as well keep going. Because, you know, when you're out there, when you're at work or in the public eye, in public places, they don't want you to worship and pray and sing. And, you know, they try to tell you what you can't do. But I just ain't got to the place today. I just walked around just singing and playing my music and really didn't care who heard me. I was like, they don't have to tell me. I can't do this because I'm at a place now in my life, I have to give God my praise and my worship whenever I feel like I need to do it, because we don't have all day. We don't have all night. We don't know how much time we have. And you never know who's listening. You never know who needs to hear somebody just outright give God praise, give God glory, just start talking to God. Not saying they're eavesdropping, but not saying they're not, because you want people to know, I am not ashamed of God, because he said, you be ashamed of me before men, he'll be ashamed of you before his Father. And I don't want the Lord to ever be ashamed to be because I don't give him what's due him. I don't give him his proper respect. I don't give him his worship because he is our maker. We are not here. You know, and that's where I'm at because I do know I got that from Psalms 95 and 6. It says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. So even if I'm not in a position to bow down on my knees, I can still, in my spirit, bow my spirit down to the will of God.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and that's where I'm just saying, God, I just want to be saved. And if I'm going to be on book and on blog talk, talking about the Lord, I tell people all the time, I use myself as an example because I haven't dotted every I. I haven't crossed every T. And I'm constantly saying, Lord, if you're not tired of delivering me, I'm not tired of being delivered.
All right.
I know I have some things that I still have on the table. I have some new things. I have some old things. I have some things that I think maybe got stuck to the table. I'm saying, Lord, I want to be used by you. I want to be in a place where I can say, God, take me. I'm yours. Use me. Tell me what to say, not just to people. I'm at a place I'm saying, God, teach me how to talk to myself because we know his word said to encourage yourself. I'm asking God to teach me how to encourage myself. That's why I asked you, because I remember as a little girl when you used to go downtown to go to piano lessons, playing lessons, and I would just, Linda, can I go with you? Linda, can I go with you? You know, I was such a good kid. You remember those things. You ain't got to speak on it right now, but you remember I was such a good kid that you didn't mind me going any place with you because I wanted to go with you so bad I knew how to act because I didn't want you to say no the next time. I remember walking with you, and I remember you always carrying yourself in a certain, atmosphere, a certain way around us. It was just certain things you didn't do, you didn't allow us to do growing up. I remember the first time I drove a car. I remember you, it was your car. We was in the back of our house over there on Walnut, and I remember you saying, Renee, take this around the front and park it. You had the green and black Buick. And when I asked you to do this service with me tonight and you said yes, I take it as an honor because you are somebody I grew up respecting, I grew up seeing, and I loved following around as a child. I love that. And I wanted you to know that what you say tonight, it means a lot to me, and I know to our viewers and listeners, they're going to get out of it also because one thing I do know about missionary Linda Handy, she's going to give it to you truthful, and it's up to you to accept it because she's not going to sugarcoat it. That's why I said, missionary Handy, I would love for you to say as much as you want to because what God has put in you, I need it, and so many others need it also.
Amen. Thank God for you. And I really thank God for our childhood. I thank God for our mom and the family that God blessed us to be born into. Praise the Lord. Not everybody is born with in a loving atmosphere. And in a family where people love God and raise their children in the admonition or admiration of the Lord and teach them about God's word and especially us because we were singing. I don't know how old it was before they started really teaching us what to sing and how to sing, but because it's been as long as I could remember. But in that, I enjoy what you were saying, and in the Hebrew, because you have some beautiful scriptures and so much of it, and I was studying all of them and writing and making notes, and I said, Lord, ain't no way in the world we're going to be able to cover all this. And then me and Greg was laughing, and he said, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to follow. I said, Renee, I said, whichever way she go, I said, that's the way I'm going to go. I said, because the Lord gave her this, so I'm going to follow through, praise the Lord. And but as you was talking about praising God, none of us have arrived to the place of perfection. That's what his blood is for.
Yes.
He covers us, he teaches us, and he reveals his truth. And now our desire, as you say, is to please God. Lord, I don't want to keep being found in this error.
Yeah.
I don't want to be found in this shortcoming. So I press towards the mark of the prize of a higher calling in you.
Yes.
So how do I accomplish this? We can't do it ourselves. Our strength is very small. Our willpower gives out. It is through the finished work of Jesus' blood that accomplished at that cross where he defeated the devil. Now, does that mean we may get it on the first try? Nope. But we are determined and consistent to follow through in believing God that his delivering power, his deliverance power, is always in place. And it's always working. When you were talking about praise, I got a pet peeve. Some may not agree with it. It's okay, because we can agree to disagree. I have problems, it's just me, with churches that say, come on and make some noise. Now, if you ever look at TV and you watch these churches, all the people say, hey, all right, praise the Lord. But even though they're making noise, on their faces, you just still see the emptiness. They're making noise, but you don't see. I'm pretty sure you know, Minister Renee, there are sometimes songs, sometimes messages that God will give us to be privileged to hear or see. The presence of God is so in that place. Baby, you ain't got to tell nobody to open their mouth and praise God. The praises are in that place. Because why? Of the anointing and the power of God that's coming forth in that church. My mother used to have a prayer service in her house.
Yes.
And we called him Uncle Bucky.
Yes.
He used to get his guitar, and he would come over across the street, and he would play and while Mama and we would sing, and Mama would pray. Sometimes I think she would teach out of scripture. I'm not sure. And he had brought a friend one time. And him and Uncle Bucky was drunk as they could be. But when Mama started singing and the praises of God went up in that house, it sobered them.
Amen, yes.
It brought them to the place of sober. Uncle Bucky was sweating, and him and that man was sober when they walked out that house.
That's it.
There is no way you can be in the presence of God and sit still or go open your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise. Or if you don't, as a child, maybe I didn't know how to praise God, but it was so powerful that you would never forget that service.
Yes.
And that's what made me say from a little child, God, I know this. One day I want to be saved.
Yes.
I want to experience what they are experiencing and talking about. I knew that because it made an impact on my life.
Yes.
So many times, if you ever watch church media,
and you see people say, come on, make some noise. And you look at, and as the camera pan across the audience, you can see them making a lot of noise, but it's just noise. And then there are some church services. I don't know, I can't remember this man. He has a huge congregation, and he's a black minister. Oh, God, I cannot, the enemy took it from my mind, his name and stuff. But sometimes he has singers and preachers that come to his church. He's had Tasha Cobbs and different ones. And there is not a time I have not seen that man's service where the presence of God come on those people. And I mean, they ain't playing.
Yeah.
It's the presence of the Lord in that service. And saints, when we don't have that, we haven't had service.
Yeah.
We have only met and congregated.
That's it.
And so we don't want to meet in a place where we can congregate and lift God's name and walk out the same. Hallelujah. We won't, the song says, you won't leave here the same way that you came. Thou oppressed, tormented, sick of lame. For the Holy Ghost in Acts is still the same. You won't leave here the same way that you came. And saints, that's what we should want. It's what we tasted. It's what we pray for. God, I'm not going to church just to wear and tear on my body. I want you to meet me there. I want you to feed me today.
Yeah.
Because you don't waste time and neither do I. Ella Hindenburg said, somebody had said years ago, they said, well, I came to church and it wasn't on fire. somebody said. And Ella Hindenburg said, why don't you be the one to bring the fire in you? You know, we're looking for somebody else to set us on fire. But David said, enter what? His court? With Thanksgiving, his gates with Thanksgiving, and his heart with praise. Hallelujah. Be thankful. Hallelujah unto him. Yet it and bless his name. So we don't come in looking for the preacher, the pastor to get me on fire today. I come in with expectation that something's going to happen today to bless my soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We call and we talk to each other on the phone. Hallelujah. And we sense that our loved one is overwhelmed or overcome with something. Then we, even if we don't say it out loud, we're praying while they're talking. Lord, lift their spirits. God, touch their hearts. Encourage them in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I'm sorry, Renee. I didn't mean to go that long.
No. I appreciate it. I thank you. I was getting full off of that because, like you say, I don't want to go to a church that has a pump and prime it. Because if I came in that church, I should have came in with I came in with a want through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And if I got to come in there for somebody else to pump and prime me, I'm in there for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
I came in there for a corporate congregation where we should be joined together. But if you don't, I'm gonna do like Apostle Sandra Thomas said, slide over some. I'm going to get mine. You may came up in here so they could see your shoes. But I came up in here because I want something from God. Because
yes.
He said one or two touch and agree.
It
I,
is my
I
heart.
Came in here because
yes.
I'm looking for a breakthrough. I'm looking for deliverance. My God.
I'm agreeing
that you do something for her.
Yes.
That's why I said, God, I'm not going to keep doing things by myself. Lord, what do I do? God told me to. He said, if you don't have wisdom, ask for it. God said, if you need help, ask. Ask somebody to come help you. Because I said, God, I want something from you.
Hey, my God.
Lord, I need something from you.
Yes.
I don't want to be like
you. Hey, my.
God, do something in my life.
Yes,
God.
Yes.
Because I've been standing here. You said you would take my feet out of the barbie clay.
Oh, my God.
You said you would give me my heart. God, I'm coming before you with my heart wide open.
Yes.
God, I need something from you.
Oh, my God. My
God. I'm not because I ask not. God,
yes.
I need something from you.
Yes. My.
I know.
Yes.
I know. God,
I need
this from you.
Yes. Hey.
We were raised like other children. People used to talk about us and laugh. But I thank God because we're still in our right mind.
Yes.
God have took us through some things.
Yes.
He brought us out of some things, and I said, you don't know my story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't know what God has done for me.
Mm-hmm.
But you can never tell me it don't take all that.
It takes
all of that in some.
Yes, it does.
Our family members leave here. We know that they're going on because of the lifestyle we were taught to call on the name of Jesus. And let God have his way. I said, God, I just thank you for all you have done.
Oh, man.
It started over there on Walnut. It started on the first floor, the second floor. People would come to our house and they wouldn't write. They said, I can't go in there. Because your mama know that my mama, they didn't do much talking, but they can look at a person and convict their spirit. They said, I can't go in there. Something in there is going to change me, and I can't go in there.
Oh, man.
And I think about how our friends, when they needed something, they would come over there because they knew our parents could look at them and just start praying for them.
Or
praying about. They knew they came in our house, they was going to get some chicken, some biscuits, some salmon croquettes, and they was going to get blessed going up out of there. They was not going to, like you said, they wasn't going to be the same. So that was our first church. That was our first church.
Mm-hmm.
The ministry truly did start at home.
Yeah.
We couldn't do like other kids.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we didn't try, but we couldn't openly do it. And it ain't like our parents didn't know. We come in, they could just smell the filth of They knew, and that's why I tell a lot of people that I know, my so-called friends or associates, I say, you know what, I can't go there. I can't do that. Because I've been asking God for to do some things for me, and when I tell you, missionary, God has changed some things in my life, some desires, some places. God has.
All right.
This is not me. God has.
Oh,
God has some things, have done some things for me.
All right.
That I couldn't tell people enough. I could only say to them that I turned it over to Jesus.
Yes.
I turned it over to Jesus, and I just said, Lord, I don't want to be here. I just started talking to him like I'm talking to you. God, I just don't want to be here. I said one day, I said, God, so much is going on. It's so noisy in my head. People act like it don't happen to them. I said, God, it's so noisy in my head and in my spirit, I can't hear you. I said, God, I want to hear you. I want to hear your word. I want to know your voice. I said, Lord, what I need you to do, minister to me in my sleep.
Oh, praise him.
I said, God, when I go to sleep tonight, minister to me so I would know whatever I was hearing, I would know which one was your voice. And God started ministering to me in my sleep. And I started saying, okay, I'm getting to know God's voice. I mean, I thank God he has even given me a shut-up ministry. was, I ain't always got to have the last word, and I ain't always got to have something to say. I just said, you know what? Pray, we're going to pray about it. Because in other words, I'm telling them, I ain't got nothing to say. Because God just told me to shut up. Because he's talking to you, you trying to get an excuse not to hear what he's saying. So God told me to shut up. And that's how I'm learning how to let God do what God's going to do and not try to help them out. So I want to say to you, I thank you so much for tonight. I hope this is not even our last time doing this. I enjoyed you so much.
Thank you for the scripture.
No, thank you. Thank you for letting Pastor Handy, Gregory Handy, give you word on tonight. And I heard him in the background. I just want to ask him, we only got a few more minutes, but I want to ask him if he would please honor us with praying us out of our service on tonight before I give our final remarks.
Amen.
God bless you,
Amen.
Mr. Kaiser. We thank God for this privilege that we've enjoyed from both of you and your words of prayer and exhortation on this wonderful word of worship. Jesus made mention that the time is here and it has come that the true worship will worship him in spirit and in truth. And we are the true worshipers because of what Jesus has done in our lives. We want to look to God in prayer. Father God of heaven. Lord, we thank you for this great privilege you have given us. And you've allowed us to enjoy it. We thank you for this effort that has been lifted up from your servant. Now we pray your blessings upon Renee. Your servant. Lord, I pray that you would grant her request. We come boldly before the throne of that we might obtain mercy. Find grace to help in the time of trouble. Now bless this service. As a goal here and there. Lord, you open the airways to us. We thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray that you will bind the enemy.
We
take authority over him in Jesus. Oh, bless the name. Bless the name.
Praise God.
As we look to Calvary's cross. But Jesus made it possible for us to come and have access to the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sharing your life. At Calvary's
cross.
So we look to God. But Jesus paid the price. Looked at the demands of the thrice holy God. Now we we look to you by now let the words of our mouth. The meditation of our hearts. Be acceptable unto
in
you.
Yes, God.
Oh Lord my God.
Yes, Lord.
My strength and our redeeming. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Handy, and thank you so much, Missionary Linda Handy. I want to let everybody know that let Pastor Handy and Linda Handy go to Missionary Church of God of Christ, 711.
Yes, 711. West 69.
Church I grew up in. 711 West 69th Street, Missionary Church of God in Christ. If you find yourself, what time is the service, missionary?
But normally Sunday school started at 10:30, and after Sunday school we go on the service. But so far we've been having service on a conference call every Sunday at 1:00. And we have prayer and testimony every Friday at 6 o'clock.
Do you have that number you would like to give out to the listeners?
Oh, sure. Wait just a minute. Thank you for offering that.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
While you're looking for that, I'll just say this. God's word said that his word will get out into all the highways and the byways.
Yeah.
While we're doing this, we're sharing. When we share other bodies of Christ, everybody's not a thumb. Everybody's not a finger. And everybody's not a hand or a foot.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever part of the body of Christ you find yourself, get busy. If you're co-joining with another body, let the people know that this ministry is also available. God is not in the box. That's our problem. We keep putting God in the box. Let him out.
Mm-hmm.
Let his word accomplish that which it was sent to do, because it won't come back void.
Mm-hmm.
So 711 West 69th Street, Mission Way Church of God in Christ is open for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But until mm-hmm. then, she said they have a number. So as soon as she's ready to give you all the number, please write it down. So you can
have it
for prayer.
Okay, I have it. The number is 605-313-4818. That's 605-313-4818. And then you put in a code 647-147. And it costs 1 penny a minute if you call in. And that's Fridays at 6 o'clock in the evening and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. And all that want to join us, we'll be glad to hear from you. And when you call in, it's something like a blog talk. You just announce yourself, and then you join in with all of those that's on the call. Thank you.
Say that code number one more time, Pastor.
Okay.
It kind of went out.
647-147.
647-147.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, thank you all for joining in. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. But as you hear, most of my family members call me Renee or Ren. It's okay with me. I just want God to know my name.
Yes.
I love the fact that Mr. Handy has joined me tonight. I'm going to keep it in touch with her. I want her to join me again when time allows it. I'm going to reach out to other men and women of God to come on, and we're going to feed the body of Christ. We're going to let you know that everybody has had a life. Everybody has had a past.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where you're at or where you're from, God has room for you. There's room at the cross. You can
yeah.
come on over. God won't turn his back on you. He won't say,
yeah.
oh, you did this, you did that. He said he has you from A to Z. If you
mm-hmm.
allow God to deliver you, he will deliver you daily.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
has, he's doing a new thing. Like I said, I'm in a new birthing season. And in this new birthing season, I'm just like when the mother was carrying a child, and once she had the child had to learn how to go from being a lap baby to a toddler. I'm
mm-hmm.
in my new birthing season, and God is birthing a new thing in me. So
mm-hmm.
if you're on the west side, our church, my pastor is Pastor Troy Thomas. We, when church opened back up, we'll be at 4244 West Madison Street.
Mm-hmm.
Church normally starts at 2:30 p.m. Other than that, you can catch him on Facebook under Servant Troy Thomas. So please look into these men and women of God and just follow along with what God has led you to be. Ask God
mm-hmm.
what he wants you to be, and just make sure you hear from God, not your friend, not your sister, your brother, your cousin, or your in-laws. Make sure you go on where God told you to go, because
mm-hmm.
God knows where he leads you at.
Mm-hmm.
Next Friday, we will be back here on Blog Talk. I'm going to be getting before God to see what he would have us to talk about on next Friday. But on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and Apostle Alexis Cecilia Kaiser has Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk on Monday night. We have Blog Talk at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Monday, we have Prophet Antoine Thomas going to be on
Blog Talk, and I'm sure he's probably going to do it by Facebook Live. So if you all know this, we give you the Word of God from the Word of God. We don't give you something like it. We don't give you what we feel. We give you what the Word of God says. So, again, if you're not tired of being delivered, God's not tired of delivering you. I want to thank Minister Margot, my daughter Terry. I want to thank her, and I want to thank Pastor Andy for taking time out to pray with us and to listen along. I want to thank Shirley for joining in. For all of you all that's viewing that didn't say anything that I didn't know was on the line, know this. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
God has room for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late. You haven't done so much that he wants to give you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to say thank you all. And
thank you.
Thank you again, missionary. We love you so much.
Love you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.